That was Yosuke Yamashita with Memory is a Funny Thing on 88.5 KPLU.
And Miles Davis just ahead of that with Birth of the Cool Band, the song called Israel. I'm Abe Beeson, and across from me is Jafar Daniel. He's our School of Jazz guest DJ, a trumpet player who just turned 18, a senior at Shorewood High School. Jafar, great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Now, we've got an eclectic collection of music, to say the least, on tonight's show. We're going to go back to the 40s for some big band stuff and hear a lot of modern jazz, names like Mad Lib and Flying Lotus and Thundercat will be heard this hour. We're also going to hear a KPLU exclusive from the studio sessions. But first, let's get to know Jafar a little bit. Tell me about your musical youth. What kind of stuff did you hear growing up?
Growing up in Indonesia and coming to Seattle with my mom, we didn't really have much of an exposition to jazz and American music. But I remember very distinctly, and when I first moved here, me and my mom used to listen to John Denver. Mm-hmm. And she told me a lot of stories about how listening to John Denver helped her learn English.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, it definitely really speaks to the power that music has. But I didn't really get into jazz until quite later. I picked up the trumpet in sophomore year, fairly late. It was a shift over from the baritone, which was what I was assigned to.
Right.
And I joined the jazz band in junior year.
This next song we're going to hear is a song the Shorewood High School Jazz Band has played. Am I right?
Yeah, actually. And this is really the favorite in the band. So shout out to Shorewood Jazz Band. This is Barbie Sherwood with the Elks Parade on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
Jazz. Jazz is a pencil sharpener. Jazz is a frying pan. Jazz is a handball court. Jazz. Jazz is a beautiful woman whose older brother is a policeman.
88.5 KPLU. We'll be right back.
That was Stormy by the Morgan's Adams Quartet, remixed by Madlib for his project Shades of Blue on KFLU 88.5.
And Chet Baker just ahead of that, singing There Will Never Be Another You, a couple of nice trumpet licks in there as well. And Bobby Sherwood's 40s band with the Elks Parade, a favorite of the Shorewood High School Jazz Band, which is where we find Jafar Daniel. He's an 18-year-old, just turned 18-year-old. Happy birthday, Jafar.
Thank you.
Senior trumpet player at the Shorewood High School Jazz Band. We were talking about doing your first solo, which was just at the end of last year, and you based it on some of Chet Baker's stuff?
Yeah, it was really interesting because it was not at all appropriate for Chet Baker whatsoever, because it was it was just a 12-bar blues in G, and I messed around and got a couple licks, and here I am. And I guess what jazz has helped me do is learn to make synthesis of the things that I've done and how I want to use them to make the things that I want to do. How can I apply it to something completely different?
We also heard some cool electronic music in that last set. Kind of the modern age of jazz incorporating a lot more hip-hop music.
Yep.
And you've actually been getting into some electronics and keyboards and things like that.
That seems like the direction that jazz is going. I guess mixing more with funk music and a lot of sample-based rhythms. That's really where, I guess, the new audience of jazz, that's where you can find them.
Jafar Daniels, our School of Jazz guest DJ, trumpet player at a Shorewood High School's jazz band.
Up next is Reflection Eternal by a Japanese DJ Nujabes, passed away in 2010. He puts down a rhythm and then he plays piano on top of that. So this is him playing the piano as well. Reflection by Nujabes on 88.5 KFLU.
Softer music, music like jazz, you can't hear it. What are you playing so softly for? Yeah. You know, it's very... very gentle.
I've said this before.
You know, look.
Man up, as they say in America. Man up.
88.5 KPLU.
That was Groovulation by the One Lard Biscuit Brass Band, who you might also know as the Youngblood Brass Band. This was them in high school, which is, I wish I could do that.
Jafar Daniel, our School of Jazz guest DJ, just turned 18, a senior trumpet player out of Shorewood High School's jazz band under the direction of David Johnson. We also, in that set, heard some soul sauce from Vibes man Cal Jader and started off with the late great Japanese DJ Nujabes with Reflection Eternal. Jafar, a lot of great jazz from all over the world, the Latin jazz, the New Orleans jazz, the Japanese DJ. And you, growing up in Indonesia, you must have a real sense for how different cultures around the world affect jazz.
Yeah, I find jazz is pretty popular because it's accessibility, I guess. Like you can do so much with it. Like that's why what Django Reinhardt did with his Quintet du Hot Club. It was an entirely string quintet. One of the reasons why I like international jazz so much is because it's just whole new flavors, whole new instrumentations that are just really interesting to listen to.
You're off to college soon, and do you think you're going to be continuing to play music after high school?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to take advantage of whatever opportunities there are in college for jazz. I want to go to California, a nice Eden where I can wear my Birkenstocks every day and not have to worry about a thing.
And blow that trumpet. Sounds good. Well, we were talking a little bit off the air about a trip to back to Indonesia and worked in Borneo, and you were listening to KPLU online there.
Yeah, no, I was doing an internship there for about a month, and in the small, cramped, sweaty office with spotty Wi-Fi, that's how I kept myself sane, was listening to Jazz 24, and Clarence Acocks soothed my troubled soul in the jungle.
Let's hear your Clarence Acocks impression.
This is Evening Jazz on KPLU 88.5.
Our next song is something that folks can check out at our website, kplu.org, along with all of our exclusive studio sessions. We've got trumpeter Arturo Sandoval's band up next.
Arturo has just so much air capacity. Like, his entire body is like his lungs. This is Arturo Sandoval covering one of his heroes, Clifford Brown. This is Joy Spring on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
88.5 KPLU.
And so a new American industry has been born. It is a modern miracle. A new public service produced by combining laboratory science with manufacturing skill. The research problem of yesterday is the radio marvel of today.
That was Them Changes by Thundercat with Flying Lotus and Kamasi Washington.
You're listening to Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. That's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Jafar Daniel. A great tune there from some of the hottest names in instrumental and soul music today. Bill Evans, Jim Hall duet on the piano and guitar with Dream Gypsy. And we started with a KPLU exclusive, Joy Spring, from Arturo Sandoval's quintet. All our studio sessions at kplu.org. Jafar Daniel, this has been a lot of fun hanging out with you and listening to a wide variety of jazz. And it seems like you've got a really great idea of what jazz is today, what it means, what it can be.
It's reaching back, though. There's a lot of recycling in jazz, and that recycling, it's traditionally, it's been with jazz players learning from other musicians, but now it's straight up recycling with sampling and changing beats around. Like that's the direction I think jazz is going, and more synthesized.
As much as we're talking about newfangled technology and how easy it is to produce music, you're also building up a vinyl record collection. Why?
Because it's inconvenient and it's expensive.
Well, there you go, folks. No, I mean, it is inconvenient and expensive, and it takes up a lot of room, and they get scratched and damaged. Why collect records?
There's definitely a charm to it, and the artwork. It definitely has a different listening experience, because it's more dedication to the music, and with how instantly I can stream music, it sort of makes music sound more special, I guess. It's sort of a respect that I think it's healthy.
And we're going to wrap up the show with Jafar tonight with a song you might have in your old record collection. It's Charlie Parker, one of Charlie Parker's lesser-known tunes. What struck you about the Blues for Alice?
This, but just the opening head and the opening first 30 seconds of the song. It's so catching, and it demands all of your attention.
Jafar Daniel, it's been wonderful spending time with you tonight. Thanks so much for being here, and good luck in college. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. This is Blues for Alice by Charlie Parker on 88.5 KPLU.